We all enjoy hearing of experiences that our brothers are having in the field ministry throughout the world. But what about right here within our own circuit? What success is being had by the various avenues of service that we are doing here? Brother Jared Hine will share with us some of the exciting things that are taking place right here in our own territory. We look forward to this discussion. Brother Hine, please.
When you hear the words public witnessing, approach work, business territory, what happens to your anxiety level? Well, some brothers and sisters love those avenues of ministry, but for the rest of us, it's a real struggle, isn't it? But why should we exert ourselves in these avenues of ministry? You know, does public witnessing actually work? Well, we're going to interview Sister Camille Arnett, and she's going to help us answer those questions. So, Sister Arnett, how did you feel about doing approach work?
To approach more than one person at a time. I always wondered if there was any real benefit to this type of service because it's so hard to follow up on any interest you may find.
But your view of approach work has changed a little bit, hasn't it?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because of an experience I had at a bus stop one day.
What happened?
Well, a young girl in our car group decided she was going to approach a group of people by herself. So rather than letting her do that, I joined her. And while she offered magazines to two of the people, I started a conversation with a woman named Senya.
Okay, yeah, so that sounds fairly normal. But what ended up happening with that conversation?
Well, when she saw the magazines, she told me that she used to be one of Jehovah's Witnesses once. Yeah. And so this kind of threw me off a bit. So I said a quick prayer, and then I invited her to the Kingdom Hall. And I told her she was welcome to come anytime she wanted and that I'd even be willing to pick her up. So we exchanged contact information.
Well, that's great. So Jehovah led you to one of his lost sheep and you were able to get her contact information. So with that information, were you able to get in contact with her?
No, actually I wasn't. I tried several times, but I could just never reach her. And then finally she phoned me one day. And so we made arrangements to meet at a McDonald's.
Okay, so were you a little nervous about meeting her?
Well, since several months had passed and I'd only met her the one time, I wasn't really sure if I'd even recognize her. But Jehovah's Spirit was definitely directing me because when I walked into that crowd in McDonald's in West Edmonton Mall, Senya was the first person I saw.
Oh, that's great. So what happened next?
Well, I talked to an elder about the situation and he suggested that I study with her. So I did this for the next couple of years. The studies were quite sporadic, but eventually she made progress. She even adjusted her work schedule so that she was able to attend the meetings and the assemblies. And then she qualified for the ministry again. Mm-hmm. And last September, she auxiliary pioneered, the first time in over 30 years.
Wow, that's fantastic. Where is Senya now?
In October, she returned back to the Philippines.
And before she left, she told you something. What was that?
Yeah, she said she came to Canada for financial reasons, but she left with the most precious possession, her restored relationship with Jehovah.
Oh, that's great. So, Sister Arnett, how do you view approach work now?
Well, Jehovah uses this avenue of service for a reason. We never know where he will lead us and what seeds of truth will be planted. I've gained a lot of joy from this experience. I've also gained a spiritual sister. Mm-hmm. And I've definitely seen Jehovah's hand in my ministry. But I will admit, I'm still intimidated to approach a group of people at one time.
Yes. Thank you, Sister Arnett. So what do you think? Does public witnessing work? Now, it may not be something that really appeals to us, but we want to encourage everybody to have a full share in public witnessing and make it a routine part of your weekly ministry. When it comes to the ministry, we're also continually encouraged to use the tools that are at our disposal, especially the ones that give Jehovah a loud shout of praise. Can you think of, over the decades, what some of those tools are that Jehovah's organization has been using? Well, when we think back to the early 20th century, there was the photodrama of creation. By 1914, over 9 million people had seen it. Think of radio broadcasting. In 1933, 408 stations were broadcasting the kingdom message into six continents. We even had CHCY right here in Edmonton. But what about today? what tool are we using to give Jehovah a loud shout of praise? JW.org. On average, every day, it's receiving 900,000 visits. So have you been using this tool in your ministry? You may say yes, but wonder, well, how can we use it effectively? Does it really work? Well, we're going to interview Sister Hine, and she's going to help us answer those questions. So, Sister Hine, what are some of the different ways you've been able to use JW.org in your ministry?
With my Bible studies and return visits, I like to show the young children the Caleb videos. I find they really grab and hold their attention, and I'm therefore able to have better discussions with their mothers. Also, if I'm at a study or on a return visit and they ask me a question and I'm unsure how to answer it, I have the website at my fingertips to give them a reliable answer.
That's a good idea. You mentioned when you come across ones who don't give you a lot of time to talk in the ministry, what are you still able to do?
That does happen sometimes. In the door-to-door work, people will take literature, but they don't want you to return. Or in approach work, if I don't get contact information, I'll direct them to the back of the literature, show them the website or the QR code, and I really encourage them to look it up.
That's nice. You mentioned you had a couple different experiences using the website in your ministry. What was the first one with regards to one of your return visits?
I called on a woman who is from Egypt. She believed that Jesus was God, and as we were discussing God's name, I could tell something was being lost in translation. And so we were able to go to the website and show her God's name in the Bible in Arabic.
What did she think of that?
She thought it was quite something to see God's true name in the Bible in her language. She was very impressed with our website, and she showed her children some of the videos.
You also mentioned you were able to use the website with one of your Bible students. So what happened there?
I started studying the Bible with a young mother named Chriselle. She had many questions, so I showed her the online library, and she uses it extensively.
Can you give us an example of that?
One morning, I woke up to a text message asking if Jesus died on a cross, and then the next message said not to worry, she found the answer on JW.org. And when I went to her home that day for the Bible study, she said her and her husband had been up very late the night before doing research and reading things on the website.
That's great. So what are Chriselle's feelings towards the website?
She says she's just amazed. Any questions she has, she can find the answer on the website. And if she's having trouble understanding it in English, she'll translate it to her language.
So how else has she been able to use it?
She uses it a lot with her little ones. Her 3-year-old daughter learned how to say please and thank you, how to pray, how to clean up her toys from the Caleb videos, and her little girl also likes to sing and dance to the Kingdom melodies.
That's great. So has she been able to help others by using the website?
When her friends and family ask her questions about the Bible or beliefs of Jehovah's Witnesses, she'll research on JW.org and she'll give them the information or she'll send them a link to the website.
That's nice. So how valuable would you say JW.org is to your Bible student?
I think for Chriselle it's been priceless. It really makes her less dependent on me. She can do her own research, her meeting preparation. All the spiritual food on the website has helped her to grow and to progress spiritually.
So would you say that Jehovah is using JW.org to draw people to him?
Absolutely. I'm proud to say she's an unbaptized publisher.
Yeah, that's a tough one. And she has a goal of baptism, and she's here with us today. Thank you very much, Sister Hine. So what do you think? Do you think we should use JW.org as much as we can in our ministry? We know how amazing and beneficial it is to each and every one of us on a personal level. Everything on there, it builds our faith, draws us closer to Jehovah and his organization. So what do you think it can do for those we meet in our territory? So do you want to contribute to that loud shout of praise? Are you going to approach a bus stop this week? Who's the first person that you're going to show JW.org to?
We thank you, Brother Hine, and those you interviewed for those enjoyable experiences.